is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A Texas judge has ruled the state's abortion ban is too restrictive for women with pregnancy complications. KEYE-TV's Paige Hubbard has the latest.
The current abortion law prevents any abortions from happening unless the pregnancy poses a severe threat to the mother's life. It has been argued that the law is vague and created uncertainty for physicians, which led to women being denied much-needed care.
The state has appealed. The FDA has approved the first pill designed to treat postpartum depression. CBS's Christopher Cruz reports.
In recent trials, the pill, taken daily for 2 weeks, significantly reduced the often crippling, sometimes life-threatening condition, which, as its name suggests, typically occurs after childbirth, but can also begin during the later stages of pregnancy.
Former President Trump has written something on Truth Social that sent the special counsel directly to court.
The special counsel who obtained the Trump federal indictments asked for a limited protective order to limit what Trump can say about that D.C. case after Trump posted a seeming revenge threat on his social media platform.
CBS's Tom Foti reports the Post said, "If you go after me, I'm coming for you." A federal appeals court panel has ruled Mississippi cannot permanently strip voting rights from people who serve time in prison. WJTV's Melanie Christopher has details.
The panel split 2-1 in its decision. They ordered Secretary of State Michael Watson to stop enforcing the ban. If the ruling stands, thousands of people could regain voting rights, possibly in time for November's general elections.
Relatively few people are aware of any of the Medicare drug cost provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder has the story.
About a quarter of the public is aware that there's a law that requires the government to negotiate some drug prices for people on Medicare, that there's a cap on insulin costs for people on Medicare, and that there's an annual limit on what people on Medicare can pay out of pocket for their prescription drugs.
Striking actors are fighting for better residual pay, but that's not the only thing they're fighting for. Here's actor Brooklyn McLean.
If you don't earn the money necessary to qualify, then you just don't have coverage.
McLean says union members must earn at least $26,000 a year or work at least 100 days a year to get health care coverage. Florida has seen temperatures in its coastal waters hit hot tub levels this summer, posing a concern about the health of the area's coral reefs.
It doesn't look like the water temperatures are going to be coming down anytime soon, so we just really don't know how long these systems can hang on.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Flowers.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A lawsuit filed with the Wisconsin Supreme Court this week seeks to have the state's gerrymandered legislative districts ruled unconstitutional. Mike Moen reports.
The liberal organization Law Forward, along with Democratic voters from around the state, has filed a petition with Wisconsin Supreme Court to overturn legislative districts drawn by Republicans. Law Forward's Jeff Mandel says the redistricting outcomes, which have benefited the GOP for more than a decade, are an affront to democracy.
Every day that it continues is a violation of the most fundamental rights of every Wisconsinite.
Mandel says if recent gerrymandering seen in the U.S. had been stopped earlier, some of the efforts to undermine the democratic process, such as the allegations in the Trump indictment, might not have come to pass. Meanwhile, in response to the Wisconsin court filing, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, a Republican, says the plaintiffs are counting on a judicial fiat to gain power. The senator contends the current maps are valid and constitutional. However, Mark Gaber, who leads redistricting efforts for the Campaign Legal Center, points out that for several years now, Wisconsin's political maps have been skewed in such a way that voters have never had a legitimate chance to elect a Democratic majority for the legislature.
Not just the Democratic voters of Wisconsin, but independents and Republicans who might sometimes wish to switch their views in a certain election.
In last year's election, Republicans won 64 of 99 assembly seats, along with 22 of 33 state Senate seats. That's despite Democratic victories in 3 of 5 statewide elections. Currently, the plaintiffs are not asking the court to address Wisconsin's congressional maps, but that hasn't been ruled out. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
August 5th, 2023. It is 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. It's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown from Browneytown, Banting Park, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, here also known as the WAUK Radio Studios, here in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue. Right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. I'd like to welcome back my longtime producer, who's, as I say, up in the show now, handling the big guys like Matt Flynn and Earl Ingram. Calvin. Calvin, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Don. I almost didn't recognize you without the Bills hat on.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you were asking about that. So, yep, that is a – it's not a Denver Broncos hat. That's Carroll University Pioneers and – still waiting for the approval from our corporate, but I'm letting the cat out of the bag. We Walk Radio will be the official radio voice of Carroll football for this upcoming season, and it what an exciting season it will be in the wake of two winning seasons, two 6-4 seasons, their first back-to-back winning season since 1990, and Coach Buddha and his crew, they were on the show last week, and we're really excited for this season. They are, and it's going to be a lot of fun covering home games and away games with my good friend Johnny Watermelon, who we are black at the farmer's market this morning. We are not there because Johnny's been sent on a mission up in Wausau for the Civic Media, for our parent company, and he'll be calling in to talk about that. So it'll be a different kind of farmer's market report this morning. So anyway, the life of the party has arrived in the form of a returning guest, Assistant Fire Chief Joe Hoffman. His first time, though, here in the office, former Alderman Don Paul Brown, right?
Yes, in the studio.
So, yes. And then Joe brought a very special guest celebrating her 21st anniversary today, Lieutenant Julie Schultz. Julie, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well. You?
I'm doing great. Thank you. We're really glad you're here. You know, my wife, who I like to believe is a local leader, she's a director of the instruction at La Casa de Esperanza's charter school. She's also president of Waukesha South Boosters, and she keeps saying, you know, you need to have more women on the show. You need to have more women professionals, more women leaders. There's so many of them here in Waukesha. And so, Julie, thanks so much for helping me out there. But also, there's a great story to tell. So many great opportunities in the trades and in public service. And again, 20 years you've been doing this. I saw you were promoted as lieutenant in 2013.
Yep, that's correct.
So, and lieutenant of, it's Station 3?
Yes.
Okay, and it's over there by Waukesha West there and by St. John Newman?
Yeah, St. John Newman.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. So, yeah, when I was alderman, I got to do the ride along, and that was one of the places they took me there because it's kind of a partnership there with the police, right?
Yep, they have a substation over there.
That's terrific. So yeah, we're really glad you guys are here. You know, Joe and I first talked about being on the show at the farmer's market because we used to broadcast from there last year in our inaugural farmer's market exhibition, shall we say. And you guys were teaching people how to do CPR.
Hands only CPR. We out there at the farmer's market. Yep. We try to get out once a month and do some outreach activities, not only see the children, enjoy some time with them, and then also talk with adults about the importance of hands only CPR. It truly is the life-saving solution to any time that, you know, if somebody that's in a cardiac arrest or a pulseless non-breathing situation. We'll be back out at the farmer's market on the 19th of this month.
Nice.
We'll be out there with our fire prevention crew talking about hands-only CPR, bringing the mannequins, work through that. Talk about the importance of our PulsePoint app.
Sounds awesome.
PulsePoint is a great resource. If you download that app, and if you know CPR, it'll send you an alert if somebody's having a cardiac situation in a public area, and you can come and help us save a life. And that's, you know,
that's terrific.
Nothing more better in the world than that, than helping neighbors, saving lives.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the 19th, too, because on the 19th, I will have our state assemblyman, Scott Allen, as my guest. My good friend Scott Allen will be here on the 19th, so really excited about that. So we'll have to get Scott to head over and do some CPR training.
Absolutely.
Support you guys. So
Scott's been a great resource, a great representative for us here in Waukesha. Done some great things and continues to do a lot of good work for us.
And you remember when he was on the city council before I was on there. So, I mean, that's got to be helpful when some of your local legislators kind of rise up the ranks, because there's that body of experience and familiarity.
The familiarity with some of the local issues that truly are state issues that help everywhere around the state. So
if Scott has an issue that's dealing with, like, fire safety or the like, he could call you or Julie, because you guys, you know, your boots on the ground, and say, well, you know, I think this is a good idea, Scott, because this is that. Or I don't know if that's such a good idea because of this, this, and that. And he listens.
Absolutely. He's got some great staff, too. I can't say enough. You know, Scott's got some great people working in there in Madison that are great resources to reach out and help move the wheels of government along. So
that'd be great. So, hey, Calvin, do we have anybody on hold right now?
We do not now.
I know Johnny's going to be calling in at some point from Wausau. He might still be waking up there. So again, Johnny's not at the farmer's market. He was asked by Civic Media to support a function they're involved in up in Wausau. And I'm not sure what it is, but when he calls in, we're going to learn more. And I know Johnny's anxious to say hi to Joe again and meet Julie for the first time, virtually. So, so you guys came in kind of around the same time, about a year apart, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So did you ever work in the same station?
Not the same station, but I believe you started on shift one when you first started. So he was the battalion chief coming in on my shift. So, but I wasn't a lieutenant at that time. So.
Sure. Okay. And that shift one, is that basic 9 to 5? Or is it?
No, all of our shifts are 24-hour
shifts.
That's
right.
We come in the morning. All of our shifts come in at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, we call them shift 1, 2, and 3, but really they are, you know, just more numerical value. Red, green, and black. You know, so one shift works. They come in at 8 o'clock in the morning. They just did a shift change. So they work until tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. That's why you see them out in the community shopping, maybe.
Nice.
They make all their food for the day. They kind of work together as a team.
Sure.
Throw in together and eat together and try to eat relatively healthy most days. A lot healthier than we used to, that's for sure. They make a lot more stuff than I've never seen before. But, you know, throughout that day, they're responding to calls, you know, staying busy and, you know, get out in the community, whether it's, we always love being at block parties.
Sure.
Love anytime we can interact. And,
sure.
You know, we just got done with National Night Out this last week. Great opportunity.
That's right. Frame Park, right?
Friends. Yeah. Frame Park.
I was going to ask about that.
Very, very well attended event. And,
good.
A lot of great resources there and a great opportunity for the community to come together. So.
Sounds terrific. I think we have Johnny on hold now, Calvin. Is that right?
Yes, we do.
Johnny, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
I hear the farmer's market's falling apart because you're not there to kind of keep it all together. Like, it's chaos over there.
They're very sad that I'm not there this morning. You're kind of all just about.
What are you doing in Wausau?
I got sent up here on a kind of a special mission with our sister station, Bow Falls Radio, at 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. And you can find that station on our shiny new Civic Media app. So it's just a wonderful invite that I got up here to come to the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau. And I'll tell you what, it's just really been a treat. They've got a very nice professional booth set up there, and we've got a thing called the Truth Booth.
That's
and it's just a little setup where we can have individuals that come by, or I go find some folks, and they tell their story about what it's like to be a Wisconsinite and what they're doing at the fair and that sort of thing. And we get some very colorful stories. I got to tell you, just real quick here,
yeah.
I ran into a young lady by the name of Lillian, and she was just so sweet. But she was taking care of and had a pig in a contest, okay?
Yeah.
And she was just such a sweetheart, very young lady, but she had been doing it for like 6 years, or maybe a little bit longer than that. And she's going to come back today and tell her story about this horse that she's also got in a competitive scenario there. So the one thing that I wanted to emphasize on this, I spent a lot of time in the barns. You know, Wisconsin's got a great history of taking care of their animals and that kind of agricultural thing. But I got to tell you that the work ethic on these young teenagers is just, it's over the top, man. These guys really and gals work so hard. It's just a pleasure to see the success stories of these teenagers just working so hard and keeping their nose clean. So I'm just very, very happy to report that. And there was a couple of other things that I think are worth mentioning here, Don. Okay. And it's just kind of cute little stories. One is the butter carving contest. First place was a thing called the barn. It was just a beautiful carving, but the heat from the was just really causing some trouble. But there, it was so cool. Some of those sculptures they made out of butter was just really cool. And everybody asked about fair food. I had a sour cream potato, a cheeseburger kind of combo thing that was pretty interesting. And there's all kinds of stuff that's food on a stick. I had some pork egg rolls that were really good.
And this is like the county fair up there? Is that
going on up there?
Is this the Marathon County Fair, I believe?
Yeah. Yep, it is. So there's a lot of exciting things there. It's just very interesting to walk around and see all that in the Midway. Is just very exciting.
What is your impression of the fire department there, Johnny?
What's that?
What's your impression of the fire department there? I know it's a hard standard based on how great we are here. I got Joe Hoffman here. And Lieutenant Julie Schultz.
And I know, and we visit with Joe every once in a while, and I've got to tell you, they're up to snuff, but they're not quite where our friends are, and Joe and his team. So they're doing what they can. They're second place. Let's put it that way, okay?
All right.
Johnny, always happy to hear that. I hope that you don't have to run into the great people up there at Wausau Fire. For any reason.
Continue
making good choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, speaking of good choices, Johnny, to see if that Bulls Falls Brewery is still there, too.
I might do that. I'll tell you the one thing that I'm on hunt for here, and everybody may know this, is that Marathon County is the ginseng capital of the United States of America. Hey. So, I'm going to try and find some product for you, Don, and bring
some
back
tea back.
You, okay?
That would be great. I could use it for my health.
I'll do that.
So there's no rare pink bird sightings up there like there was. Like, I don't know if you heard that in Green Bay. It was the first time in 180 years. This type of bird was spotted, but nothing like that in Wausau yet. Huh?
No.
Okay.
Nothing like that. All we got is Holsteins and pigs and that kind of thing. So
sounds
it's very traditional.
All right. Well, John, I really appreciate this elaborate report and getting a flavor of, one of our fellow Wisconsin cities and counties, I should say. Enjoy yourself and bring back lots of gifts.
Thank
you. The T-shirts have arrived too for Walk Radio, so I'm going to make sure that Joel and Julie each get one. To promote what we're all about. I'm wearing it right now for those on the live stream. It says support local radio, and it's got the logo on the back. All right, Johnny, I'll let you get back to your Saturday morning fun, and thanks so much for calling in, and we'll see you back at the Farmer's Market next week.
Yeah, sounds great. So,
All right. Hey, so we're back, and sirens gone by. Was that a fire vehicle or police?
Police department.
Okay, so sounds good.
I'm wearing it right now.
Terrific. So, let's get back to Julie here, because she's really, we've had, nothing against Joe here, but, I hear music, Calvin. It's a little early for the music break, is it? Or no, is it 20 seconds?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back with Julie and Joe from the fire department. Don't go away. This week, Walkshot continues.
Don't be shy.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 82. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 63 tonight. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 78. Temperatures reach up to 75 Monday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 82, a blend of clouds and sun Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Grateful Dead, July 4th, 1989, Rich Stadium, Orchard Park, New York. Nice. Hey, we're back this week, Waukesha. This is my ode to our special guest, Julie Schultz, Lieutenant, Station 3, Waukesha Fire Department. And that is, yeah, again, the Grateful Dead with The Women Are Smarter. And so, and
very
right,
true. Very
great true. Evidence right here. So that Julie really runs the show and makes Joe and Steve Howard look good, right? And the rest
I don't
of the
know
room,
if I can
so.
Agree with all that.
So, they're out there making a difference in the community, make it so that we can do all the great things we do. So.
Sure. Are there more, like what is the I guess percentage of women to men working in the fire department these days?
We're up to nine.
Just under 10%. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And was it much lower when you started in 2002?
Yes.
Wow. Were you the pioneer then, or are you one of the?
I wasn't the pioneer, but I was the only one for a few years.
Okay.
And then we just kept building from there.
Sounds good. Sorry about that. It's Mary Jane Sanchez texting me. I'm going to take cream in my coffee, Mary Jane. Do you guys want any coffee? Or you good?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm good. Thanks.
Good. So thank you. All right. Yeah. Cream for me, Mary Jane. I just texted to be back there. But so you were it, or there was maybe a couple others. And now there's so 9-10% means like how many employees? What's the total staff you have?
We have 111 total staff. We have three people starting this week. Well, this last year, the council added three more positions in the fire department to help with us. And those three individuals start August 21st, two Mondays from now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they'll be starting. We have one is a Carol grad starting out for us. And then we have a couple other local Waukesha West grads and continue to find great people and do great things. It'd be remiss if I didn't bring up we're getting ready to do an intern recruitment. We have two basic recruitments that we do at the fire department. One's for our firefighters, people you see on fire engines or in our ambulances. Okay. The other one we have is our intern program. Our intern program is as a volunteer program. It's an opportunity for people who are 18 years of age or a high school graduate and have a good driving record to come with the fire department. It's an unpaid internship. But what we do is we put them into training. We have them out at WCTC or MATC or any of our other technical college programs, and they can get trained up as Firefighter 1 and EMT Basic, and then also can get Firefighter 2 certification. And that's all the minimum requirements for them to get a full-time career job here at the City of Waukesha. And what we do by sponsoring them out there, it gets them some great training, allows people to kind of see what the future could be for them if they join the fire service.
Sure.
And then also they come and do ride-along time. We just had one. Julie had an intern assigned to her this last year. Great individual, graduated from our program, is now hired right now at Western Lakes, hoping to also get hired by us in the very near future, working a couple part-time jobs. Well, she's hoping to get into the full-time area. So
that's great. Well, good.
Yeah.
So, and basically, I mean, you've been here 20 years, so obviously you feel like you're being treated well, or they, or you, there's no like.
Of course.
Yeah. So,
yeah, it's a great department.
And you look like you know how to give it back too, right?
So glad everything fell where it did, you know.
Sure. Sure.
But yeah, I mean, like Joe said, just you know, it's more about us as a whole,
right?
You know, and willing to serve the community.
Sure.
Really, you know, the fact that I happen to be a female really. You know, it's great and all, but and it's something to talk about, but it's really just about the service to the community and being able to represent the community, you know, and provide from all walks of life.
So. And I understand from Joe, there's an even greater obstacle you have to overcome. You may very well be the only Bears fan in the Waukesha Fire Department. Is that fair to say, Joe? Or is
I would say I'm probably the quietest Bear fan.
Yeah, we have some very vocal Bears fans out there that always are willing to tell you about that one time that the Bears didn't beat the Packers.
Yeah.
But, you know, now they're getting a little more puffy in the chest now that Aaron Rodgers has left, and they think their year is coming to them. But we'll see again this year. And, you know, our Packers are still going to.
As long as the McCaskies own them, they're going to excel at pulling defeat out of the jaws of victory. Every time, you know, like they're going to have the greatest defense in the world, and they do. But as long as that offense goes three and out, by the time the second half comes around, they then become the worst defensively because they're too tired.
Yes. So they spend way too much time on the field, so.
August is filled with a lot of hope for a lot of people.
That's it. Yep. So, yeah. And a lot of Cubs fans, they know what that's like. That's like so. And Sox fans.
Yeah.
So, but, So, do you guys have, is there a fire department softball team or softball teams, or do you guys get a chance to play in any leagues or things like that?
Yes, we have we participate in the Waukesha Parks program. They are out there, I believe, Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
It is. And I think they do pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Usually our younger group of people, you know, some of us older guys that the shoulder starts bothering them after about the third throw across the field don't quite play as much as our younger crew does. I think they're doing pretty well.
We still have a retiree that shows up every week. So
a couple good Mark Wixer, great local guy that comes out and still is one of our best pitchers and all-around players. So.
Sure, yeah. And what's a typical shift like, you know, kind of shifting back to the work? Like is it 3 days, 24 hours straight, or 2 days, or does it vary with the individual?
So each department does it a little differently. In Waukesha, we do what's called the California rotation. So we'll work a day, then we'll be off a day. We'll work another day, we'll be off a day. We'll work another day, and then we'll be off for 4 days in a row.
Okay.
So each one of those is kind of called a swing over those 3 days period. You know, and they come in. Every day is always something different, never quite the same. Today, I can guarantee if you go by any of our stations, they're out there doing their morning checks, and we run all our equipment. Saturdays are a big vehicle check day, make sure that everything's operating, all of our motorized equipment, and then get things going. And then usually the rest of the day is kind of spent in catching up on training or making the other things happen around the station. You know, it's also a good grass cutting day if somebody. Yeah. Hopefully, we got a little bit of rain last night, so that helped. Or yesterday, 2 days ago, I guess it was Thursday. But,
so just like the farmers, you guys are doing cartwheels when you see the rain.
Yeah, absolutely. Mean,
that's going to minimize that risk of, you know, like, would you say unnecessary fires? Or
you know, still a very serious problem. So, careless discarding of cigarette material. Very serious problem, especially made better when.
So when we come back from the break, we're going to do the Carol Minute. We're going to learn more about what life is like as a fireman from Julie Schultz and Joe Hoffman, and especially how they balance family life with young children. So don't go away. This week, Waukesha continues with so much more. The women are smarter. That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's right. this summer.
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A Texas judge has ruled the state's abortion ban is too restrictive in certain cases. KEYE-TV's Paige Hubbard reports.
Several mothers sued the state of Texas over the abortion ban and requested an injunction so mothers could terminate complicated pregnancies. During testimony, several women shared emotional stories about how they were forced to carry life-threatening pregnancies.
The state has appealed. Former President Trump has written something on Truth Social that sent the special counsel straight to court. Here's CBS's Tom Foti.
The federal special counsel is asking for a protective order on what Trump can say about the election interference case after a Truth Social post seen as threatening.
The post said, quoting here, "If you go after me, I'm coming for you." Striking actors are fighting for better access to health insurance and better residual pay.
We can't even really talk about the insurance if you don't have a place to live.
That's actor Brooklyn McClin. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Residents of a Glendale apartment complex have filed a class action lawsuit against the complex owners. The lawsuit comes after elevated levels of a toxic and cancer-causing chemical, trichloroethylene, were found inside those apartments. The lawsuit alleges that the owners were aware of the increased risk of TCE in building number 3 due to testing conducted in 2021. Severe thunderstorms caused damage yesterday in Manitowoc. The storms uprooted trees and brought down power lines. There is now a chance for the entire area to be impacted by severe weather on Sunday. Brookfield police are looking for two women, likely with great skin, and almost $5,000 in stolen beauty supplies from Sephora. Images of the suspects involved at the theft from Kohl's on 124th and North are online. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bar.
I could have been a sailor. Could have been a girl.
Hey, we're back. This week in Waukesha. Calvin, can you tell me who the artist is?
This is Mick Drake.
My man, Calvin. Anya didn't know. I mean, I was really disappointed with her. But
Only knew because I pulled the song.
Well, I admire you on it, but Calvin, you could definitely dig some Mick Drake. He had like 4 albums out, late 60s, early 70s. His sister was the Suzanne Lucci of British
soap operas, a very accomplished actress. And Nick Drake had some nominal success in his life, but then, you know, he had died, unfortunately. It was some sort of like a medication, but his sister had believed that it was, you know, he'd lost his battle with mental health. And this is a very timely discussion because, and again, my guests here are Assistant Fire Chief Joe Hoffman and Lieutenant Station 3, Julie Schultz. I got that right?
You got
Fantastic.
It right.
Fantastic. So, but at the mayor's breakfast where I saw Joe, Joe's everywhere, the police department did a great presentation, and Chief Thompson was there on the new partnership they have with the county sheriffs involving how we're addressing mental health. And yeah, Joe, you can speak to that.
Yeah, absolutely. The CREW program in the Waukesha Police Department, a great resource, partnering up a police officer here with the city of Waukesha with one of the mental health social workers at Waukesha County. And they go out working together to make a difference in our community. And, you know, there's a lot of struggle with mental health that we see a lot in the fire department. And it's great that the two are working together to not only, you know, work through some of the battles of helping people get treatment, both voluntary and involuntary, but then also the struggle of just helping people get the right resources. So much of what we see in some of our chronic callers, some of the more frequent users of our service, is just individuals that need more resources. ADRC is a great program that we are able to partner a lot of our people. They do some great work in our community. The county really is a great resource, and you know, a lot of it we notice is, you know, so many people just aren't aware of some of the areas that they can get assistance from, and that's a lot of what we'll do is we have Dennis Groff, who's in our department, one of our division chiefs. When our people have see problems in our community that maybe could use a little more resources added to them, they kind of do a referral, and we work with a lot of the social workers up there also. Does hopefully help people. You know, we feel that we want to see people helpful and successful in the community, and sure. That's truly the best way. So if we can't, you know, we're kind of really formulated at delivering great care and getting great care and getting you up to the hospital. But if that's not the resource you need, maybe we need to partner you with somebody else to help you get something better. So
that sounds great. And I want to come back to this mental health discussion, but first, I just, you know, while speaking of the mayor's breakfast, I want to send out my best regards, kindest regards to Mayor Sean Riley. It's during the breakfast that he had announced the passing of his mother, Peggy Riley, the week before. And she was a longtime resident of Waukesha and a great protector of the Irish heritage. So her and I used to enjoy singing songs together and speaking in Gaelic. And I know there must be some great comfort for her knowing that she left this world with one of her own being the leader of one of the free world's greatest city here in Waukesha. So again, Sean Riley and your family, you know, keeping us in your thoughts. And to you, Peggy, I know you're listening. I say, go Romila Mahagav and Aaron go Bra. So, and Sean, if you're listening, trust me, nothing negative against you. So. Learn the tongue, son, learn the tongue. So, but hey, also too, I saw Dan Dukniak at the mayor's breakfast, yes. And he was on the show talking about that little project they're doing with Lake Michigan Water, that tiny little, you know, that little, pilot, if you will.
Moving closer every day. That only place in the first ever.
Yeah.
So version of Great Lakes water into our great community.
So Dan's going to come back on the show closer to the date. I guess it's September 7th. There'll be a ribbon cutting, and it looks like we'll probably have to do a recorded show to accommodate Dan's schedule. But it'll be some important tips on what that means for your water softener optimization. You'll be using a lot less. According to Dan, you'll still need some, but the Lake Michigan water is 60%. Softer, I guess, than the water that we've been using here in Waukesha. And so you can learn more about that at www.waukesha-wi.gov/water softener or just call the Clean Water Plan at 262-524-3628. And so, again, very excited for that project. And I wonder if there'll be like a water softener burning party, you know, like a mortgage burning party or whatever, you know, or some little gig like that. We actually got a big order from Colgan's yesterday, which we believe will put us through till we nice. No longer need it. So, Calvin has put in the, it's time for the Carol Minute. So,
Again, it's official. You're listening to the voice of Carroll Pioneer Football, along with Johnny Watermelon. So very excited about that. And Johnny and I will be start attending the practices that will be starting up soon and getting to know the players and coaches better. And also, we are having a good discussion on mental health and some exciting things going on with the police, especially this partnership, the city and the county, and the fire department's interaction.
Carol's a great resource. Just started a program for community-based mental health.
Care Forward.
And really doing some great things there for not only the students, the care of their students, but also educating the future leaders in community mental health. Yeah.
And I want to say, Joe did not see a script. Like, this is perfect. Like, he's reading right off of my face. I love this, man. Like, you may have to be my future co-host, but no, that means a lot. And then they also... They just a few doors down here from us, they started like a, I forget the actual name, but it's like kind of a mental health, like kind of crisis center. The hours are only, it's only like a couple of days a week, but anybody can go in there and get some good mental health counseling.
You know, and it is a great resource. We partnered a number of times, different individuals that may need some resource, and Carol's always been a great partner to the city. Great yep. local friend.
You so. Got it. So. He can't trouble any of you to open the door for Mary Jane. Okay. So we don't like to ask our guests to do. Oh, it's already open. Thank Calvin left it unlocked. So, all right. Yep. So fantastic. Hi, Janie. How are you? You know Joe Hoffman.
Good to see you.
Have you met Lieutenant Julie Schultz from Station 3? This is Mary Jane Sanchez, longtime Waukesha. Yep, it's going to be. Yeah, there you go. So, thank you so much. I really needed this, Mary Jane. So I got my Joe, so we can all relax now. I can all relax. But we were just talking about Carroll University and some of the great things they're doing in mental health. Mm-hmm. And also in terms of the fire department's human resources.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a number of Carroll grads over the years. One of our most recent I can think of is Angie Hansen, who is one of our interns, just completing up the program. We've got I'm trying to think of who else we have in there. I know we have somebody else, and Donna hit me up earlier, and I was trying to remember who else. But, you know, we have a number of people that have come through. Oh, Scott Peterson.
I didn't know if you were looking for another Carol. Intern name. Yeah,
yeah. And swam for Carol back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
So, yeah, we have a number of interactions with our friends at Carol. So.
Yeah. You know, that's so many exciting developments from their athletic department, and Athletic Director Mike Shulis deserves a lot of credit for that and his team. Along with a lot of the great coaches they have there. And I've been really impressed with some of the student athletes. So we had Mike Hodge, the lacrosse coach, on with his star player, Clara Jelasic. Mm-hmm. I believe she's a COVID redshirt. So when you're left, she's already got her doctorate. Wow. And she's considered the greatest lacrosse player in the region for Division III women's lacrosse. Very accomplished. Huh? And so my nickname for her is Dr. J because she's already. She's like that amazing of a player, like a lot of records she's broken, everything, and she really is a doctor. So, very cool stuff.
Yeah, Andrew Stoldorf. I just thought of that one. Andrew is the assistant chief down at the Village of Waukesha Fire Department. Andrew played 4 years for Carroll football. So
nice. And what's his last name again?
Stoldorf.
Okay, so if he comes to any of the games, you know, he could do a little halftime, interview with us and tell us about what he's doing with. The village, how he wishes he was working for you in the city.
Every,
and Julie,
yeah,
you know.
We know that's the truth.
Yeah, so that's Mary Jane, go ahead. What do you got here?
Hi, good morning, everybody. Mary Jane speaking. I do want to share a fire story with the two of you. Well, pleasure to meet you, see you again. So growing up on Perkins Avenue in Waukesha, two of our neighbors, the one behind us was the infamous Tom Noel, who is the international artist for a lot of the work here in Waukesha. But next to us was the attic man, Lee Smolin.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Lee Smolin?
Oh, yeah.
And so Lee was an inspiration to my brother, and my brother became a Georgia smoke diver. He's now retired. And, so we have a lot of fire in our history, a lot of, you know, and I've been to many stations throughout the U.S. because I used to collect patches for him. So my brother, so he has a lot of patches in his collection. So there I go, a little bit of Waukesha.
That's awesome.
That's great to hear.
I love it. Thanks for sharing.
Lee's a great guy.
So, yep. Yeah.
So, Calvin, how are we doing on time here? A couple minutes, I believe, for the next
break? Yeah, we got like 5 minutes.
I love it. So, hey, I also wanted to, I got to speak to Chief Thompson at the mayor's breakfast, and he's putting me in touch with Melissa Elliott from his team. So we'll have either the chief or members of his team, perhaps those people involved in the
Sunny and
Melissa?
Yes, yeah, Melissa. So. Right now, Melissa's in on a temporary assignment from, I'm going to, because you put me on the spot, I can't remember.
Sure.
The permanent social worker is off on maternity leave right now, but we'll be coming back and going back and partnering together. So.
Sounds great. So, hey, just a few community announcements, and I know the fire department's already involved, and there'll be a grand opening of the Horeb Skate Park that'll take place on Wednesday, August 9th. There'll be an actual presentation and demonstration from 5:36, and DJ entertainment and skating from 6 to 7:30.
So maybe like a live remote with you on a skateboard at the park.
You know, I wish, but I will say this though: as growing up at a time when that was really becoming popular, there was a lot of strain between the skateboard people and the community because they'd go everywhere, and it's a legitimate sport, and they take it seriously. And so, I think to have a venue for them. Where they can, they're not, knocking over anyone on the sidewalks, or they're not going through, because that was a problem, like in places where I used to live. But when you have a place like what Horeb has, I think that's a wonderful thing, and it's probably makes your guys a lot easier if there's accidents, or you know right where to go for when that does happen.
And pretty much they do great things over there. I mean, it's a great resource for a lot of kids and a great place in the community.
There's some art going on there.
Yeah.
So, and then Tribute Tuesday, the next one's on August 8th, which is this coming Tuesday, and it's going to be a Dave Matthews Band tribute band. So food and beverage concessions open at 5:30, and concert takes place from 7 to 9.
Eat, drink, and be merry.
Yeah, and that's brought to us by Meyer, with the concert sponsored by the Inno's Waukesha Engine. So good to see some good community partners there. Safety Days. Wednesday, August 9th at Frame Park, and Wednesday, August 23rd at Davids Park. So you'll both be...
Davis Park and Frame will be Station 1's crew will be down there. Davis will be Station 2's crew. Julie, was this that last one out at Fox River Park?
Fox River Parkway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Great time. Yeah. Both see police and fire and play some games and have a little bit of fun. And
then your cohorts in blue have the Run with the Cops during Friday Night Live on Friday, August 11th. Still time to sign up. And the actual race, that starts at 7:30 at the corner of Wisconsin and West where Veterans Park is. Mm-hmm. So do you guys do anything like that?
We do not.
Conceptualizing something?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we certainly help them out with it. Sure. We'll be there also. We'll be... with our typical downtown crew, making a difference. They do that for Run from the Cops so that they can support their canine program. Great program here in the department. So
that is great. And a great community relations opportunity too. So I think that's neat. So, the idea I had is, and I was talking to Steve Howard about, actually I had an opportunity where I was talking to both of them. And I know we have less than a minute. I'll be really quick, but Steve grew up next door to a guy named Alfred Gorham, who was Waukesha's, born and bred, and he was a member of the Tuskegee Airmen, the great heroes of World War II. And I always thought that'd be a neat thing if a police and fire do like a touch football game on Veterans Day, called the Alfred E. Gorham Bowl.
That is
a friendly little wager. So we got to keep working on that. Yeah. So maybe I can enlist you two to help. So
every once in a while, we have a crew, annual thing we do where we did a punt, pass, and kick competition one time.
Police and fire? Among the stations?
Just us, just for bragging rights.
Sounds great. All right. Well, hey, when we come back from the break, more bragging rights about our wonderful fire department with Assistant Fire Chief Joe Hoffman and Station 3 Lieutenant Julie Schultz. So don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 82. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 63. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow, highs around 78. Mid-70s Monday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Low 80s Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
That is my good friend Todd Rundgren in Utopia with One World. One of my favorites from the early 80s. So, there's a great line in the song. Politicians and dictators and the guys with the dough, they think they run the world, but they just don't know. Because down here on the streets, we got it under control. From Berlin to San Francisco, from New York to Tokyo. And I love it because when I think of Waukesha and people that I've met in different facets, different areas of the city, like, that's how I feel. I really, and I've lived in a lot of different cities and always been very skeptical about local government. You know, Julie grew up in the northwest suburbs of Chicagoland, and I lived there for many years and very, very skeptical about local government. But you come to Waukesha, and there's very proactive response as well as proactive planning and strategizing. I mean, it's not perfect, and, you know, we certainly have our issues, but, you know, from a service perspective, and it just seems like there's the standard is very consistent. Police, fire, water, public works, if you will. And what do you attribute that to?
You know, I think it's a very responsive government. I think it's, you know,
I promise I wasn't going to put you on the spot.
Well, let's go to the other. Yeah. I think, you know, a lot of it goes back to our council, and our council is a very representative council, even though it's 15 members strong. I mean, that's puts it very local, and it brings it back to the great representation from there. You have an instant access into our level of government, and, you know, and establishing what's the priorities. We're in the midst of our budget process. We're just beginning the CIP, capital improvement phase of our process. And, you know, that's where things, kind of the long-range plan of the departments comes together. And the city's always been very supportive. I think we want to be good neighbors, and that's the key for the fire department. We always want to be there to help our neighbors out at their time of need, and that's the priority. That's we hire people for that, and I think it's important for that.
So. And I think providing, you know, the service on the street level too.
Sure.
You know, knowing that the admin is already taking care of that other stuff, and all we need to do is just be good people and provide a good service, right?
Sure.
And
sure.
It starts with hiring new good people too. Again, with the commission. Yep. So
sure. Now, where you are, Julie, it is that. Again, I'm making generalizations, but it's a pretty affluent area, a lot of newer homes.
Mm-hmm.
Are there not as many fire incidents as there would be, say, in the rest of the city? Or is that not a fair assumption?
Are you talking about Station 3?
Yeah, where Station 3 is, and, you know, compared to, like how does that differ across the city?
Definitely your Station 1, your downtown area, probably, you know.
Sure.
Holds most of the fire calls, for sure. But they start everywhere, so.
Well, and then no matter where it is, you're going to get the call. They're going to need your help.
Yeah. Absolutely, yep.
So, and that's frequent most of the time, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, as long as those people are on duty.
Yep, if it's a confirmed structure fire, you're going to get all the stations. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes we have to ask other communities around us to fill back, but
that's
a pretty rare instance.
Sure. Yeah, because I was talking about there's the coming up, I think, in Q3 or Q4, there'll be the dedication of the memorial for those killed in the line of duty, fire and police. And if I remember correctly, you can count, though, in our long history, you can count those people on one hand.
Yeah, three line of duty deaths in the Waukesha Fire Department associated with two incidents, both unfortunately traveling incidents. We go back to our horse-drawn carriage days. Albert Mavis was towing a hose wagon on the back of a regular like a hay wagon almost, and hit a bump, and unfortunately was thrown from the wagon and perished 3 days later. And then we have McCaffrey and O'Brien, who died in a vehicle versus truck versus train incident over on Main Street, both back in 1934. Thankfully, so far, we continue to have a very safe organization. And, you know, and we also use that history. You know, maybe sometime we'll bring in our good friend Dan Carstens, come in and talk about our great history, our historic history. Matter of fact, 136 years ago yesterday was the day that we became the department that had two, our most famous horse-drawn, our horses, Jim and Casey, our two white horses that used to tow the old wagon around. And it was our first horses owned by the department. It was that goes back to that history. So.
Wow. That's something and that's quite a heritage then.
Yeah.
I think in terms of when you're bringing people in, too, that's got to be a nice selling point that...
We are, you know, I think it is a great point. We think we've got a great history. We've got a great, since 1934, we've been a full-time career department.
Sure.
And the community has always been supporting of that, and that's the key, you know. And I really think that, you know, you look back to the major advancements in our department came after those, both the Albert Mavis, when they kind of started hiring full-time staff and then making more of an investment in the equipment of the department.
Right.
And then in 1934, when not only that, but it was the auspice for the union to be created here in the city of Waukesha for the firefighters, and then the great advancements that came from that. So,
okay. Yeah, that's neat. And then there's also, what's the training like, the ongoing training like to kind of keep that, you know, those numbers where they are, if you will?
Yeah. I guess as far as a training perspective, we pretty much train every day, whether it's, you know, coming from the department on down and we do entire shift training that day. Or just at the company level, meaning the five guys at each station just kind of come together, do some hose pulls, you know, whatever it is we might need touch up on the day. We have time to work out during our duty day to kind of stay physically fit and be ready for any calls.
Sure.
So, but it really comes down to the individual taking ownership for that too.
Right.
Eating healthy, you know, making sure that your mind and body are ready to go.
Yeah. Now, I knew when Joe was on the show last time, you'd want to be a firefighter since your youth. You went to college for it in Eastern Kentucky. Got to rub Daniel Boone's foot a few times during finals week. What inspired you to be a firefighter, Julie?
Oh, boy. I mean, I remember as a kid always wanting to be a firefighter as well. But, you know, it probably didn't hit me, you know, as a realistic possibility until I was in college, actually.
Wow.
So
where did you go to college again?
I went to UW-Platteville. Yeah, biology major.
The other pioneers.
Yep, I went. I was going for athletic training, some sort of, you know, PT. So just getting my undergrad there, and then just realized I kind of liked more. I was an athletic trainer for the football team, and realized that I loved, you know, responding to the incident,
right,
but not so much the after effect, you know, the PT part of it. So kind of drew me in that way. And then I also had a brother-in-law, but that was on West Dallas PD at the time.
Okay.
And so he's like, you know, I think you'd be perfect. And
the
more I learned about it, the more I was like, yeah, I'm all in.
That's great. And 21 years later.
Here you go.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
So here on this show, you heard, this is how Julie chose to celebrate her 21st birthday. I love it. So, hey, we have 1 minute left. So first of all, I want to thank you both for joining us and wishing you all the best for continued success. And Our guest next week is Waukesha South offensive coordinator, assistant head coach John Stillman, and two of his all Classic 8 seniors, Logan Dable and Evan Stout. So be sure to join us next week. And anytime, call the fire department if you want to do a ride along, right? You got to learn more about what's involved. And
you know somebody, we're always looking for great people. Love finding great people local here that would love to pursue a career in the fire service.
Sounds great. Assistant Fire Chief Joe Hoffman, Lieutenant Station 3 Julie Schultz, thanks again for joining us. And it goes without saying, safety is everyone's responsibility. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you next week with Waukesha South football. And see ya!
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Ray Magliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest of 7-Eleven.